Hey.
Hey.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Wow, it sounds like it with that tone.
I'm super busy. Sorry. I'm very busy and important.
You know what? I think we should... You used to have that on your message.
I did.
I loved it. You should get that attitude back.
Okay. Well, I just did.
Just for... I mean, like all the time, not for one day.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do, boss.
Don't call me boss.
Why not?
Unless you're being like, hey, what up, boss? Like they did in the 60s, like your dad says.
My dad says
calls
boss.
You boss. Yeah,
he does.
But don't call me boss in the condescending way that you just did.
Sorry. Should I call you Poppy?
No.
Are you sure?
Why are you bringing that up? What's wrong with you tonight?
Because it's fun.
Well, it's the Uprooted Podcast.
Yep.
And that's Christine.
And that's John.
Yeah. You know, we should probably talk about something.
What are we talking about?
Well, first off, corrections and retractions. I screwed up the numbering of our episodes, like you said, and I realized it and I went back and fixed them all. So if anyone's confused, if anyone's even paying attention out there, I don't know. Who cares? This is episode 52.
One year. It is.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Should we do like they do with the restaurants? Happy anniversary.
No.
Should we sing the weird song?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you know why they did that? Why they do that?
Yes, I do know why they did that.
Okay. Should we tell anyone else?
Sure. If you'd like to.
I always heard it's because the happy birthday tune is copyrighted.
Righted.
And so you're technically not allowed to sing the tune with the words.
That's what I've always been told.
Or else someone will descend upon Red Robin and sue you. So that's how the...
Should the person who wrote the happy birthday song in like 1700 something or other happen to be in the Red Robin restaurant and hear you singing it.
Or a relative, I guess.
You are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why you get the, do we have a birthday here? Yes, we have a birthday.
My favorite is, here is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Yeah, that's very ingenious. That's I like that. All right. Well, we just had a row.
Of trees?
No. Isn't that old timey for fight?
Sure.
Yeah, you can probably...
I think it's row.
Row?
I think so.
I don't know.
I
think I've proven several times over the past year that I'm stupid. And that's kind of what we were rowing about. I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, I think the audience should know that...
That you're an idiot?
Yes, they should know that already. I don't need... That goes without saying.
Okay.
But... They should know real talk, real people. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. We had a fight.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I lost.
I don't know. I don't think anybody wins in those.
Yeah. Well, it was about the kids as usual. And then that turns into a fight with us. And ultimately, you know who the real loser is in these things? The dog. Where is she?
She's upstairs with the boy.
Because she's upset that we're upset. And yeah. Well, anyway.
I just realized you got your hair cut and I forgot.
Wow. Does it look that bad?
No, it actually looks really nice, but I was looking at it like, gosh, the gray is coming through.
No, it comes through more when it's longer. They cut it all out.
No.
It's coming through?
See. Have you seen it?
No, I've been wearing a hat all day.
The sides of your head are completely white.
I know. It's a combination of a lot of things.
I like it.
Oh, I love it. I wish I had more gray in the beard, and I wish the whole thing would go gray.
Then why did you
go,
I know.
Because it's a sign of your mortality. It doesn't necessarily equal wisdom, obviously, because I struggle with that here at home and with the kids or whatever. But, you know, like, I don't know. You look in the mirror one day and poof, it's all gray. Your metabolism goes downhill. You can't, you know, just melt away pounds or heal from an injury that you got while you were sleeping magically. You know what I mean? It's just like you start realizing my time on this earth is short. Which tells you should probably like enjoy it more and stop yelling and being so mad at the kids. And I tell myself that every day, but then sometimes you just lose it, which I just did.
It's all right. We all deserve to lose it sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm sorry to the audience if, first of all, I'm sorry if you've been following along with the number system that I screwed up. And if you really have a keen eye, you notice that all of them got fixed last week because I'm super anal and I can't have broken.
Jeez.
So I fixed all of them going back to like episode 30 something when I screwed it up. It was time consuming, but that's how
I can imagine.
Now you have a little peek under the hood about how I operate. And, you know, if Christine sounds a little chippy or me, you know, we're upset. So move it along.
Okay.
All right. So what's your question for tonight?
Well, the question kind of goes with what you were saying, that we're all much older now. We don't enjoy things the way that we used to. Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking about those things from your childhood that you just like refuse to give up.
Yeah. Is this like a figurative thing or like a food item or what?
Whatever you like. Maybe it's a stuffed animal. Maybe it's a blanket. Maybe it's a food item. Maybe it's a way of doing something. I don't know.
Yeah. All the way of doing things all went by the wayside. That's why I was kind of thinking about your question the wrong way, I guess. I wish I could go back before I was a perfectionist, before I was a jerk and demanded people to be like intelligent and listen to me, which oftentimes leads to the problems with the kids. It sounds more like it's a problem for me. But I think the one thing that I refuse to give up, and I'm so bummed because I've been forced to give them up, I can't find them. Chicken sticks.
Ugh.
Delicious.
Disgusting.
Chicken sticks.
There's no way you had those when you were a kid, though.
Yeah. What do you mean? Gerber's been around forever.
I know, but I don't think those have.
When do you think I started eating them as an adult?
Yes.
No.
You told me you did when Jeffrey was little.
No. My mom said that listen, my mom tells a lot of kooky stories. She's, you know, getting up there in age to where the stories start to get a little not so sure. But she told me I had them as a kid. I'm not that old.
I know you're not that old, but Jesus, I don't think Christ. They did that stuff back then. It was like, let's give you cat food in a
tin. They didn't do food. Come on. They didn't let's do see. Food back then. How old do you think
they
I am?
They did, but not like that.
I didn't think they did that back then. Wow.
No. I don't think they had it when I was a kid either.
First you make a comment about my gray hair, now that.
I'm saying I don't think they had it when I was a kid either.
They had food when we were kids. Gerber's been around since the 50s,
Baby,
I think.
I know they had food, but I don't think they had the chicken stick as a thing that looks like a little tiny baby penis in a jar.
Boy, get your mind out of the gutter. It doesn't taste like baby penis. It tastes like delicious processed chicken. It's probably the most healthy baby food item you can eat, I guess. It's pure protein, and the whole thing has like 28 grams of protein. It's a delicious snack. Anyway, when I could get them, I haven't found them for years, and I've looked. I would grab them when I'm grocery shopping, and I would open that sucker in the parking lot, pour the hot dog water out onto the ground, and then I would eat them driving home, and they were delicious.
That's disgusting.
Even if I could find them, I wouldn't do that now because I can't put my fingers in my mouth until I get home and wash my hands.
That's true.
But I haven't been able to find them. I've looked here. I don't know if it's a regional thing or what, but I can't find them. And they're missing from my life. And so I've been forced to give them up. But that's the one thing. I still crave them. They're delicious.
Ugh.
What's yours?
Mine's a food thing, too.
Oh.
It's sugary, colorful cereal.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves that, though.
I have to have my Trix or my Lucky Charms. Or the Captain Crunch, even though it rips up the top of your mouth.
Yeah, it does, huh? It's so good,
have
though.
I gotta have it. I like Raisin Bran, but I can't like do the, what's it called? Cream of wheat or the, what's the big, huge, disgusting wheat things?
Frosted mini wheats.
No, because that's the frosted mini ones. I'm talking about the...
Frost, just shredded wheat.
That's what it is, shredded wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. So yeah, my dad like used to eat grape nuts all the time.
Ooh,
like,
those are my
gravel.
Favorite.
Gravel, it's disgusting. So, I mean, I'll dabble in the Raisin Bran, but I gotta have me the sugary cereal.
What is your favorite go-to cereal of all time?
That's really hard. It would have to be either Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch.
Yeah, man, that Captain Crunch is so good. But what is with the chemical makeup of it that it hurts your mouth?
No, it's just because it's such a hard...
You think that they would over the years fix that? Because I know they've gotten feedback about that.
Yeah.
You know? I've got to say my go-to is Cocoa Krispies. I love how it turns the milk to chocolate milk. It gets a little bit soggy. But I do love me some Crunch Berries.
Mm. Yeah. I don't like chocolate things, so.
And I love grape nuts. They get a bad rap, but they're so good.
It's gravel.
I think they're good. Well, yeah, but the milk softens it.
No.
And I think that they're good because it's I used to dump like a gallon of sugar in with it.
Maybe. Yeah, like I love me a good bowl of like Chex.
Yeah.
but I gotta have like bananas in it or yeah. like the sugar on the top.
Yeah, of course.
Although, I mean, I could eat it by itself, but.
Listen, if Raisin Bran didn't have sugar-coated raisins, you probably wouldn't like
it. Oh, you know what else I like? Kix.
Yeah, those are good, right?
Kix are delicious.
By themselves, you don't have to add anything to
them.
Oh,
I know. I used to sit there and just eat them out of the box.
Yeah,
dry cereal.
All right. We should buy more cereal.
Let's buy some more cereal.
I walked down the cereal aisle today and there was a full-grown adult buying like Reese's Puffs yeah. cereal. And I was like, man. And he's skinny, of course, so he can do what he wants. And I was just thinking like, man, why can't I do that?
I mean, you could. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, but then I'll be diabetic and die.
That's true.
So I went and got my grapefruit that I will then proceed to dump a pound of sugar on.
Grapefruit. Ugh.
Oh, it's so
that's got to be the worst. It's going to be the worst fruit.
Delicious.
No. No, no, no. I can't do grapefruit. It's too sour.
All right. So I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
I think for the new year and beyond with this show, because it's caused a little tension here and there, let's shorten it up a little bit. It'll help okay. me edit. It'll help us get through it quicker without interruptions from the kids or whatever. What do you say? Just zip right through it?
Sure, I guess.
Well, you don't want to?
No, that's fine. I just feel like if we had a better plan, we'd probably zip right through it quicker.
Well, maybe we get to that.
Okay.
Maybe it starts
maybe
with planning.
Maybe we don't do this on the air like right now.
Oh, you don't want to plan it right now in the air?
No,
okay.
I don't.
You know, we've never asked anybody, probably because we don't know who's listening, but we've never asked what they like and what we should do more of.
It's true. Nobody ever gives us any feedback, so.
Yeah, it's weird. But
it's weird.
I think it's worth noting that we have like over 13,000 downloads.
Do we?
Yeah. If you count
really?
the previous server we used, plus what we have now, we have almost 10,000 alone on the new one. So,
okay.
You know, for a small time podcast doing this in our living room, I think it's pretty good.
Awesome.
The point was never to make money or anything. It was supposed to be fun. At times it hasn't been fun. It's been more of a chore for both of us, but you know what? Hopefully we still enjoy doing it and there will be an episode 53. Right now, I'm not so sure. We might have to have a discussion off the air.
We'll see.
But as for now, we made it to 52. So here we go.
We did. And I was contemplating our past year because I like to do a yearbook through Shutterfly. I think I've mentioned it to people.
Yeah.
I just found that we had so many pictures and with them being digital, they just get stuck on the computer and don't look through them. Like my parents used to have photo albums or we'd have those decorative picture boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could like go through all the pictures and oh, remember this? And they'd take out a box of pictures every now and then and we'd all sit and look through them. But with digital pictures, you can't really, we're all going to crowd around the computer screen and stare at a little tiny thumbnail. So I decided doing the yearbooks was what I wanted to start doing. So I think we started in 2016, I think.
Yeah, I'd have to look. I was just thinking when you said that's like part of the fun. I remember when I first met you, I go and sit on your couch.
Yeah.
And I look through those photo albums with you. And then your mom would come and damn near sit on my lap. And we'd all be crowded around this tangible thing that you can like hold.
Right.
And now you try to show someone like, look at this album on my phone, and inevitably the auto lock will turn on or a text message will pop up that you don't want.
Or you don't know what's in the middle of all those pictures.
Right, right. Because you could...
oh, that's just a recipe.
Yeah, or that's just a random dick pic, you know? Sorry. But you could technically do like a, you know, what we used to do with the old timey slide machine and maybe project your screen onto the TV and sit around and watch it. But there's something special about holding the yeah. album and flipping the pages.
Yeah.
Like I've seen all the pictures that are in our yearbook, but I love looking at it. Not just once either. I'll take it out and just look at it.
Every now and then. And I like to start from the beginning and watch the kids grow and remember all the things that we had in those books. So yeah. Where were we going with this? Oh, I was thinking about our year.
Yeah.
And right about now, it was super scary.
Yeah.
But we were told we had 2 weeks to do this. We're like, hey, 2 week vacation.
Yeah, it really felt like that at first, right? Like, we get some time off to spend together.
Yeah, and we were still in good spirits and not excited. That's not the right word, but like looking forward to having this time together. And I was excited because when we got back, then it was another 2 weeks of spring break. So I was like,
yeah.
Yahoo, yeah. A whole month off of school. But then we never went back. So
Yeah, I remember last year trying to be cognizant of what I put on Facebook, because it will come, I just said Facebook, it will come back to haunt you the next year when you see your memories.
Yeah.
Or for years to come. So I remember last year trying to be careful what you post, because in case this goes south, you don't want to look like a total jerk. And so far I haven't. I try to bring lightness and humor to a bad situation. So I put some, what I felt to be funny, like apocalyptic tips, but there is one memory coming up any day now that I regret.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put, the only virus I'm scared of is this guy, and I put Cyrus the virus from that movie. What's that movie? Oh my God.
Con Air?
Con Air. I kind of regret that, because I am scared of this virus, very much so.
But in the time, like, I posted what I think to be extremely hilarious, Eminem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we didn't know.
I know.
We didn't know. They said 2 weeks and it's going to be fine. So it wasn't really scary. They didn't make it scary. Like, yeah, we had to wear a mask, no big deal. But at that point in time when we were posting these things, it was like, wear one, maybe not. It's up to you.
We were told to not wear one.
That's right. In the beginning, we were told not to do that, not to wear gloves, and not to, you know.
And I have proof of that. When I went back to work, I found a document from right around this time that said, don't go buy a mask, don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So in our defense, we didn't know. We didn't know we needed to be scared just yet.
Yeah. You're right.
And also in our defense, this has happened so many times before. Oh, it's terrible swine flu or whatever it is that we get. And we're like, okay, and it goes away and then we're fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was in Canada. Was it SARS? Was that what it was? That was like hitting them really hard?
I don't know about... Yeah, SARS did hit Canada pretty hard.
I think it was
SARS.
And I had gone to Canada on like a little trip, and I so badly wanted to buy this t-shirt that said, I went to Canada and all I got was a stupid SARS.
Yeah.
But I never bought it. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how we treated things. Like, it seemed like it was so not a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. We've covered this on multiple episodes over the past year. It's debatable whether it is a big deal. I mean, I know people who have had family members that have passed away from it, but I also know people that have gotten it and I didn't feel a thing. And I also know people, yours truly, that traveled to New York when this was at its like strongest potential for contagion. Because literally a week later, the numbers spiked everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was no one with a mask. I went out. I washed my hands more. I was a little more aware of it, but I flew on two planes. And I didn't get it. So for a while, and still sometimes today, I have these moments of, is this really happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was right there in the thick of it. And it, you know, I thankfully came away unscathed, knock on wood.
I feel like right around October is when we started to like, okay, I'm done with this now. Started to feel a little hopeless.
Yeah.
Started to feel a little worried and scared. But at this point in time, we were still kind of like, oh, this is going to be nice. And it was nice.
Yeah. We made the best of it through summer, too.
We had family time.
Did some renovations.
Did all kinds of stuff in the house. So it's hard to like regret it, but
yeah,
I regret all the pain it's caused other people and what it's done to the economy and us in particular.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, looking at the silver lining, we get to be here with you fine people.
Yeah. We started this podcast in I think we had the idea to do it before a pandemic, but we had no excuse not to then.
Yeah.
And now it's really tough doing it, balancing jobs and everything, but we're trying to still figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that a good enough year in review recap?
Sure. I don't think we recapped anything.
No, I mean, we covered the gamut through our episodes. I think we started out really focusing on our relationship and the whole uprooted concept, and then we kind of found our rhythm and started talking about parenting and our kids. We had some big milestones with at least one of our kids throughout this process with his diagnosis. So we shifted toward that.
Right.
But it's really been, if we were to ever like put these on a yearbook, a digital yearbook of their own, it would really be, I guess, a snapshot of what this time has been in just a normal couple's relationship, trying to parent kids in quarantine, all that stuff. And if I was looking back through our episode titles, and they all reflect something that was going on in relation to this whole madness. So I think it'd be fun someday, many years down the road, to listen to all these. It's like a digital diary, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Crazy. All right, well, what do you got for us parenting-wise today?
Well, I kind of teased it on our social media. If you're not following us, you should be.
Yeah.
What are we at? The Uprooted Pod?
We are.
On all the things? Yes. Except Twitter, because Twitter sucks.
And real quick on that note, I briefly read today, I didn't read the whole article. I guess Apple has changed their format. So we should not be asking people to subscribe. We should be asking them to follow, because that's what you do for a podcast now, apparently, is you follow.
Oh.
I haven't looked into this. Okay. I don't know if it's... I'll get back to everyone on that.
All right. Well, follow then.
Follow, subscribe, follow whatever. Just listen already.
Anyway, I made a comment about this a few weeks ago too, that I feel like most of parenting is just rage waiting. And it's something that I've decided is a thing where your child, our child in particular, who is just a sloth, cannot seem to do anything with urgency.
One of them's Johnny on the spot. He's pretty good about it. The girl, not so much.
Not so much. Everything is on Isabel time. So you tend to like, let's go, when you start getting really upset and your tensions are high and now you're late and you're grabbing things and you're slamming things. So I don't know how to fix that. I feel like we try to like, okay, we know this is going to be happening, so let's start now. And that seems to just make things even worse.
Yes. Right? I did. Yeah. However, I tried that the other morning after the previous morning of being frustrated and her running around crying, which that doesn't help anybody because now she's going to school upset and out of her routine. I felt bad about it, all the things. So the next morning I tried and I got her going earlier. And she says, Daddy, why am I all ready to go? There's still 10 minutes. And I said, because you usually take so long. We had to start earlier. And she actually, it worked out. But now she's hip to it and it won't work out. She'll know that I'm faking her out.
I don't know what it is. Like, why can't they just move?
I don't know. And maybe it's something we'll discover when we have grandkids, hopefully. Because I feel like my parents and your parents have sort of figured this out. But it leads to what we're not really elaborating on, but what went on tonight. We have talked about it over the past year, about their not going to bed and how much it frustrates me and I get so upset. For some reason, they just do kind of their own thing.
Yeah.
And like no amount of pleading with them or explaining seems to sink in.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know when that magical switch gets flipped to where, oh, you know what? My parents know what they're talking about. Going to bed is important. Getting ready for school is important. Not being late is important. Maybe I'll start being better about it. But right now, it's just defiance, defiance, defiance.
I feel like somewhere in the 20s is when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
I remember when I was in my 20s and I was like, oh.
Yeah, the light bulb finally goes off.
That makes sense now. I was talking to my students today. We were talking about forgiveness. And I was telling them, think about the times when you're so mad that you stomp on things and you slam things and you're just so upset at your parents. And I want you to think about why they're getting mad at you.
Yeah.
And most of it's because they want something for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's good sleep or a good meal or to learn to take care of your things. It's something they're trying to teach you. It's not just because they hate you and they want to yell at you. And I could see some of the light bulbs going on in their heads like, oh, yeah, I guess so. So I was trying to tell them that thing you feel in your heart right now where you're seeing that they're doing this because they love you. That's what you need to show them. You need to show them that forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that grace. And so anyway, we got way off of the topic, but
well, I don't think we did.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that you call it rage waiting. For me, it just equates to rage. And most of the time it's because, and you can throw the waiting in there. I get very frustrated when Isabel does that. I also get very frustrated with both of them, the boy mostly, when I'm waiting for them to go to bed, because that's when we get to do things in peace, finally, whatever that may be.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, it's just like you said, I don't want them to do something. I'm not trying to teach them that sleep is good for them. I'm trying to teach, this is the boy, 100%, this example. I'm trying to teach him to do things so he doesn't have to have the same struggles that I had growing up.
I think that's what every parent tries to do.
And it's just so frustrating. And then Isabel's tardiness, you know, to be honest with you, we'll do a little real talk right here. Don't throw anything at me. Probably the most undesirable trait of you, and you know this already, I think, is just kind of your lack of sense of urgency, at least how I see it. And so when I see her just like tooling around and, oh, it's okay if I miss the bus. Daddy will just take me to school. That's like in her, that's her attitude toward it. And it bothers me because I want her to be like, no, I need to get going. This is my responsibility. I need to make the bus because daddy won't take me to school. And so like that's what frustrates me about her. But with Jacob, it's everything about, I don't want him to struggle at all in his whole life. So I'm trying to teach him now. And then I lose my mind when he doesn't listen.
I don't have an attitude of like, I don't care if I miss the bus. Like, that's not what it is at all.
Well, you don't take the bus, but yeah.
Right. It was metaphorically speaking.
Yes, I know.
I just don't have the attitude of, I need to be everywhere 20 minutes early.
Yeah, I know.
And you do.
Yeah.
I hate sitting there waiting for something to start. It drives me nuts. So I'd rather get there with like very little time to wait.
Yeah, we're very different in that sense.
I am efficient. I don't want to waste my time sitting there waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I want to get as much done as I possibly can in the time that I have.
Yeah, we're very different that way. And like the great philosopher Paula Abdul once said, opposites attract.
Right. Are you the cat or are you Paula?
I think you know. I'm the cat, clearly.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah. No?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I mean, I'm not a, you know, Latina singer.
Is she Latina? Paula Abdul?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow.
She's very pretty, regardless of what she is.
But yeah.
She's very talented. Did you see that she has a commercial out right now with her dancing? Oh, yes, and I'm like, holy mackerel.
Yeah,
she's gotta be like 90 years old.
Yeah.
And you're dancing like that. It's insane.
Well, J-Lo's 50 and she's on her like 50th boyfriend now. Yeah, I don't even
want to talk about J-Lo.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Well, she's broken up from her boyfriend, so she's on the market now.
Was that Aaron somebody or other?
Alex Rodriguez?
Aaron? Hey, I don't know.
Yeah. Baseball player.
Some person. They were retired together for a while.
4 years.
Really?
It broke seems off like the engagement because I guess he was cheating or something.
Oh, like you do.
Like you do, as per usual.
All right. That's all I had to say about parenting. I actually was hoping that maybe, I doubt it, but maybe we'll get some feedback. People will be like, oh, this is what we do.
Yeah, I don't know. I need some help, man. I need to go to a therapist, I think. I don't know.
I think we all do. Everybody should.
I just hate what I did tonight. I don't like what it does to the kids, but I just reached my breaking point. I don't know any other way to let it out. I need maybe a punching bag. I don't know. I need something.
Okay.
Hey, I've been doing better, and no one gives me credit around here, but I've been doing better.
I have told you that you're doing better.
Yeah, but I lose it one time, and I turn into the Antichrist.
But that's because you, whatever, we don't need to go through all this right now.
I think we do. That's all right. You're right.
No, we don't.
All right, well, what's next?
Real review?
Yeah, real review. We watched, I liked it. I kind of think you didn't, but we watched Coming to America 2. Or I guess they just call it Coming to America and they changed the T-O to the number 2.
Right.
It's very different from the first one. The first one is in my top 5 favorite movies of all time. I feel like it was much less crass, I guess. I think I noticed there was no bad words. I noticed that they removed the nudity from it that was in the first one.
Right. Yes. I wonder if that was an Amazon Prime thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was, it relied a lot on callbacks to the old movie. The scores on Rotten Tomatoes were very even, both rotten, I think 40 and 50, because I think people were, I don't know what people were expecting, but the way you do this when you do a movie like 30 years later, just like Star Wars Episode 7 did, you do callbacks because that's people like that.
Yeah.
And it makes it familiar.
Yeah.
But I mean, the story, I thought the storyline was a little endearing, and it was a reprint of the other movie with newer characters and Eddie Murphy's the king now. But I really liked it, actually. I thought it was fun.
It was entertaining. I will say that. I had to look her up because I wasn't sure what her name was, but Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Like, stole the show for me. Was great. She was hilarious. Everything that came out of her mouth, I had a laugh for. I thought she was great. I didn't understand how he's his son. Like, he just didn't realize it happened. Like, it's really confusing to me.
Yeah, I think that in the first one, he was really young, first of all, and he was just, he's royalty. He's kind of aloof to this whole thing.
Yeah, but he said the only person he's been with was Lisa.
Yeah, because
Semi, he didn't even know that this happened.
I think Semi drugged him. So okay. He had no knowledge of having the encounter with whatever her name was. Yeah, it was very far-fetched, of course. Seems
a bit strange.
Yeah, it was super far-fetched.
Like, he should have just been like, oh, don't you remember that one girl? And he was like, oh, no, you know?
Well, it would have made
instead of this whole ridiculous story.
Yeah, it would have made perfect sense if he just like boned every chick he met in the first one because he was coming to America to sow his royal oats.
Right.
Not to just find love. So that would have made sense. Be like, yeah, I did some seeding.
Sure.
You know, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was far fetched, that part of it. But
yeah,
you know, whatever it takes to make the story work.
It was good, though. I liked it.
I laughed more in this than I did in Superbad. That's for sure.
Yes, I paid more attention to this one than I did that one, for sure.
So it got me thinking. I started looking at Rotten Tomatoes. And of course, if you put in Coming to America, Norbit pops up, which is probably number 6 in my top movies for some reason.
I love Norbit.
It got 9%.
Norbit?
Yeah, and some of the critics like really like
tore it apart.
Oh, of course. But sure. But then there was a handful, because for it to get 9%, that means it does have some fresh reviews.
Right.
Otherwise it'd be 0. Some critics like stepped outside of their criticiness and were like, this is Eddie Murphy playing multiple roles. It's fun. Like, what are you expecting? And so they give it a fresh one.
It's just like completely not, you don't have to think about anything. Like, just laugh at the big fat lady.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Some of the bad reviews were like everything you'd expect from a critic review.
Right.
Okay. Super woke about, I don't see how body shaming is funny. And it's like, come on. You're right. It's not funny.
You know what? It's interesting that they decided to take that angle, because if you think about it, Respucio was supposed to be like it in her town.
Yeah. Norbit was like the weak.
Yeah.
Like one. She was supposed running.
To be like, she's so, you know.
Yeah. She's strong. She strong was running
and popular
things.
And yeah. She was really confident in her body. Remember?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't agree with 9%.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
With you.
Not with the movie, with 100%, but that's fine.
Anyway, it just had me thinking that you and I we really love movies where Eddie Murphy plays multiple people.
Does he do that? Is there a movie he doesn't do that?
Beverly Hills Cop. And I do love those movies. Those were good.
The Haunted Mansion, he didn't do that either.
I've never seen that, but the Beverly Hills Cop, he did not play multiple people, but those are good. But yeah, then he started going, that kind of became his thing. He, you know, Nutty Professor and...
That's right. I never saw those. Coming to America. I saw like a couple of parts of it, but.
But anyway, it was fantastic. It had all the callbacks, and it even ended with sexual chocolate. So good. I love it.
Oh.
I think I even cheered a little bit when he came out. Randy Watson. So I enjoyed it. I recommend it.
That was good. That was good. I would say, what would you give it?
It's funny because the first one was like rated pretty high, as it should be. I'd give it right up there with the first one because it's a similar concept. I felt like it was well acted and nobody was like cheesy in it or anything. It was Tracy Morgan was funny. I give it like a 78.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a couple parts of it that I got a little bored at. A couple super long monologues about what his father would say or what his mother would say. Or
yeah.
That. So I don't know, 72 probably.
Yeah. Anyway, it's apparently the number one streaming movie right now. So go see it, people. It's good.
Yeah, go check it out.
Okay, so next week, what are we going
to
watch?
Well, we decided to, since the Oscar nominations just came out.
Yeah.
We decided to go the opposite. And we are going to watch some movies from the Razzies Best Picture list.
Which I, or Worst Picture.
Yeah, Worst Picture.
Which I think it's fair to point out that we've already seen one.
We've already seen one.
And covered it here on this very show for all of you. If you remember way back when, one of the first ones
we watched.
It was.
Yes.
365
days.
And I believe we beat it up. It's Razzie worthy for sure.
Awful.
Yeah.
So I don't have high hopes for this one. We're going to watch Music. It is with Kate Hudson, we've decided.
Leslie Odom Jr.
Leslie Odom Jr. and Maddie Ziegler of Dance Moms, which I was obsessed
Everybody knows
with.
That, yeah.
I love Dance Moms.
It was directed by Sia.
Yeah, who I also love. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I'm just wondering how she directed not looking at anyone.
Oh, stop it.
Do you think she did, or do you think she covered her face and wore a helmet or something?
I think she started to not do that so much anymore. But she would wear, like, sometimes she'd wear, like, almost like a beekeeper's thing.
Yeah.
Where she could still see, but you couldn't really see her. I get what she's doing. It's like a Billie Eilish thing. They want it to be about their music, not about what they look like. That's why she's doing it.
Yeah, and I thought she had, like, stage fright or something. Didn't we determine that?
I can't remember, but I heard an article. That makes sense.
Well, you're going to watch Music. So
I read an article where she stated that she really just wants it to be about her music, not about what she looks like.
That's why we don't put this on YouTube. We just want it to be about the content.
Yeah.
You don't need to see Christine.
You just be distracted. Snowman by my pants. Amazing face.
And your amazing snowman pants.
My snowman pants, my green snowman pants, and my coral and rose gold Disney jersey.
Yeah.
And my green match your headphones. Slippers.
The shirt does match your headphones, which is a nice touch. Way to coordinate.
I guess so.
Well, anyway, we'll watch Sia's breakout directing debut movie, Music. And she may want to continue hiding her face after this, according to the critics. This was nominated for Worst Picture, yes?
Yeah.
The critics have it sitting at a whopping 8%.
That's her lucky number.
And the fans have it at 14%. So it's
great.
Probably not good.
Awesome.
But, you know, we like Norbit. So what are you going to do?
Hey, and Norbit's only 1% better.
Right.
So.
Well, I usually don't look at the stingy critics. I pay more attention to the audience. So I'm a little worried about the 14.
We'll see.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Hey. All right. That's it.
All right. That's it.
A whole year wrapped up.
Whole year wrapped up with, I think, our shortest episode ever.
Is it really?
It's currently sitting at 39 minutes.
I feel like we've been talking for a really long time.
I know. It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're in deep conversation, it's like an hour and 10 minutes and it felt short.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we can just have awkward silence for the next 20 minutes to get it to an hour.
Have we been consistently an hour?
Yeah.
Really?
We have been.
How do we talk to each other for that long?
A few 40-minute ones in there because we usually ramble about other stuff, but I think we're trying to be more succinct, more condensed, right?
Sure. We're trying to be milk in a can.
Ugh. What is with that? I never trust the pudding that doesn't have to be refrigerated either.
Right.
I just don't understand how you do that. Milk. I am too. Like, how do you have a dairy product on, or is it not even milk?
No, that's evaporated.
Is it like almond milk? Which I don't know what it is. You can't milk an almond.
What is condensed milk?
Put that on the social media.
That reminds me of that meme with Jesus.
With Jesus?
Yeah. It was something about, they're getting milk from almonds now. Yeah. And he's like, what are they doing? I literally gave them so many things that make milk. Something like that.
That reminds me of a little thing Adam Carolla does once in a while called 1780s guy. Like if he were to show up today, like he'd be like, what is going on here? You get milk from almonds? Can you imagine if someone teleported to this time? What are you doing? What is going on?
What are we doing?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming along this week. Don't forget to follow and share, I guess. Yes. No, subscribe and rate and review. Give us some feedback.
Tell us what you do to end the rage waiting.
Yes, if anyone's listening out there anywhere around the world that can help me with just rage in general, please reach out because I need some help. I really do. I'm tired of doing it.
Okay.
Makes my throat hurt.
Yeah.
And my heart hurt. Makes my head hurt. Makes your ears hurt, huh?
My ear.
Yeah. We've never talked about that.
We haven't.
Nice teaser.
It's true.
Next week on an all-new Uprooted podcast, Christine's one ear.
My one ear.
Cheers.
Cheers.